Hey, this is Ryan Rogers, and I'm the pastor at the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. I hope that this message gives you a glimpse of how beautiful our God is.
Good morning. Good to see you all here this morning. So, what's in a dare? What's in a dare? Just have a little story here that Bobby found last night, and I thank you for finding that, because I think it illustrates what we're talking about. Because of superstition in Guyana, the West African country, 8-year-old Sabrina was housebound her whole life. You can imagine that. It's believed in this culture that the 10th born child in a family had a curse upon them. So just that one child was set aside, but it's strongly believed that this curse was on them. They were forbidden to leave the house, to go out into public gatherings, or even cross the street. It's believed that if they were to break this rule, that spirits would inflict horrible things upon them, even to death. So, until Sabrina was 8 years old, her parents fearfully kept her inside, restricting all of her movements. But this is where the story turns. Her dad, Joseph, dared to give up the belief of the local taboos when he accepted Christ and became a member of a local church. So, now the picture is totally changed. Sabrina is now thriving as an 8-year-old should, attending school and church activities and playing with her friends. But going against that cultural teaching was difficult for him. How would he be seen? What would people think about him? We think of this little song that we sang in Sabbath school as young people, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, and dare to make it known. Daniel was a captive through the life that we know him in the Bible there. He was a captive, but he refused to be a victim. So this key point we're going to look at here says that Daniel dared to trust in God, even in a foreign land. There he was. And just recognize this statement right here. Daniel dared to trust in God is relationship language. Talks about a relationship with God. We know the other stories, many of them, about Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel standing before the king. He stood up to explain the king's dream and the interpretation of it. But what was behind those stories? What are those stories bathed in? There's a backdrop of Daniel's connection and relationship with God and his prayers. We always see these prayers in Daniel's life. And, of course, God's faithfulness. So I invite you to turn in your Bibles and just have that open today and into Daniel 9. Daniel has a long prayer here. We're not going to read all of it. But take time to look at it sometime. And as I come to a verse, I have them printed out so that I can see that. But you'll want to follow in your Bible and understand what the Scripture teaches us. Daniel had studied the prophecies of Jeremiah and was convinced that the 70 weeks that were predicted were going to be completed soon on his people, the captive people. So he went to God in prayer, somehow he was still in turmoil over the situation of his understanding about this prophecy. He felt compelled to pray that the prophecy would be fulfilled quickly among his people. So in Daniel 9:3, we see him setting us, coming out and doing something about his situation there, moved by God. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make my request by prayer and by supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. So that's pretty dramatic. He's really moved here to take this action. He's coming to his God. This is later in his life. He's established this relationship with God, the God he trusts, but coming as a troubled person, understanding this responsibility he has before God. So in his prayer, we find different forms of prayer that he goes into. We use these today. You know, confession. We come in confession to God. Praise. Our petitions to God. And, of course, thanksgiving is a part of our prayers. And we find those all in Daniel's prayer. Daniel confesses. So we see in Daniel, look in your Bibles and follow if you like, or listen as we look at what he says in Daniel 9:5. But we have sinned and done wrong. We've rebelled against you and scorned your commandments and your regulations. So Daniel, in his prayer, he's confessing for Israel, part of what he's doing, confessing for Israel. Do we possibly have the audacity to confess for our community, our country, and bring those things to God? He confesses for himself. Actually, he's identifying himself with one of the fallen Israelite people. Throughout his life, we don't see that he was a sinful man even. He must have been, but we see only good. But here he identifies himself with those fallen people as he comes before God. He confesses not listening to the prophets. Now he here is the one that found these old prophecies and looked them up, but he's taking position with God's chosen people. Daniel took joy in praise to God, and we'll see it in Daniel 9:7. That his words go like this: Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. So here he's confessing, he's shameful, but he's proclaiming God's righteousness. So it's a combination of these things that are proper to come before God. We see in his example. And he lifted up his voice in adoration. He even acknowledged God's justice in bringing consequences to his people. That's a difficult one, isn't it? And he proclaimed God's righteousness. So Daniel reverently asks God, and we see a petition of his in Daniel 9:19, and it says, O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. Do not delay for your own sake. My God, for your city, for your people are called by your name. So he's asking God to fulfill his own prophecy. And then Daniel's big request, the thing that drove him to his knees, his big request before God this day was for God to quickly fulfill the prophecy that he has to restore Jerusalem and, of course, take his people back to the promised land. Daniel is thankful to God, and we see that in Daniel 9:9. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. Merciful and forgiving, even though we've rebelled? That's an awesome message, isn't it? If we're going to dare to be a Daniel, what does that look like today? We'll want to seek a closer connection with God. Daniel did. Daniel did. We'll want to share our lives, all of our lives, with God, as Daniel did. As individuals, regardless of what our culture or politics around us might say, we'll seek to hear God's voice. Daniel did. Will we dare to ask according to his biggest promises? Maybe even 100 big? Maybe even Daniel did. Personal story goes into, I was invited to participate in some of the prison ministries. And so I thought, you know, I guess I could show up. I don't know what I'll be doing. Hand out hymnals, participate in singing songs or something, you know, I don't know. So I went and got through the steps and got my card. Special card you have to go into the prison. And I made sure that this card enabled me to go into the prison and exit as well, the same day. But as time went on, I was observing, I was in there, and then I got a call that made me pretty uncomfortable. I was asked to take on the full service, an hour and a half of service. Now, I liked the guys. I mean, they were supportive and things. But without experience teaching, preaching, I don't know, leading music, I didn't feel like I was very well equipped. That's an uncomfortable place, right? So I started by sharing some videos, and we had song service, a cappella. But I tell you what, those guys are great. Those guys are great. The inmates were enthusiastic and non-critical. God was faithful by blessing the men and the service there. So we had an awesome time. Today I look back with fondness on those afternoons spent there. And my friend Ken Everson says it was sweet fellowship, and I have to agree with that. These guys are awesome. But in looking back, I have to say, God dared me to do something. Our pastor challenged us to 10 days of prayer that we've just completed here recently. It was a good time together. And with God, we need to do that more. So in review here, Daniel dared to practice his faith in a foreign land. He dared to believe that he heard the voice of God. And Daniel dared to stand for the Israelite people before Almighty God. So as a final challenge, this is to me, to you, to all of us. I want to dare you to be a Daniel. We're going to have a song of reflection. I invite you to just think about what God speaks to you and have a prayerful, quiet prayer.
Thanks for listening to this message from the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com.